podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dancast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off,
then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, episode 105.
And we're still alive.
And we strive.
Noah 5 is still alive.
All right, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, and I'm not wearing any pants.
All right.
I'm not wearing any pants either.
Yeah. I'm also not wearing pants.
I have a fan blowing on my balls.
Ew. I actually turned the fan off so the microphone wouldn't pick it up.
I moved the fan all the way across the room and put it on the lowest setting, but I'm still getting that little wind just up my leg and in up my underwear and into my balls.
Nice.
I have no fan.
Gotta cool the sack, man.
If your sack is happy, you are happy.
Yes.
That's a lesson that my grandpappy taught me.
Man, I was...
Grandpappy sack happy.
I was helping my father-in-law put together a grill this weekend, and that guy sweats like a motherfucker. Like, we were outside, it was like it was raining underneath him. Just drip, drip,
ooh.
Drip, drip, drip.
Ooh.
He literally has fucked mothers.
yeah. At least more than once.
Boom! Bap, 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 bap!
In fairness, so have I.
Bap, 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 bap! I have, just not recently.
Giggity goo.
Noah, you've never fucked a mother?
My mother? No. Your mother?
No.
Yes.
I fucked
your mother all the time, Tim, you know this.
Noah doesn't want to share, he's being private.
Noah doesn't want to share that, no, he hasn't gotten some of that sweet MILF action.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to put a C in mine? Milk?
No, you just take out the L. Miff.
That's better. I was like, mother, I'd like to continue fucking. No? Yeah?
Miff.
I like Tim's. It's more certain.
Mother, I fucked.
You can put the ED on there if you like, or not. You can just leave it present tense. Mother, I fuck.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
I like to fuck.
Oh, man. We watched Iron Man 2.
Oh, did you see Jazz Hands?
What?
when he made that big discovery, I'll try to spoil it too much, but he made a big discovery and kind of threw his hands up in the air, and we were watching
it.
I was like, Jazz Hands!
Nice. No, there was some part where he and Pepper Potts were arguing. I turned to my wife and went, they gonna fuck.
I like that Noah's like, did you see Jazz Hands? Like, that's what everybody was looking for in Iron Man. Like, as soon as you walk on Iron Man, people are like, did you see Jazz Hands? Fuck yeah,
I saw Jazz
did.
Hands.
Everybody's talking Jazz Hands.
I was waiting for Jazz Hands.
Let me interrupt your story, Andy. Jazz Hands?
Yeah.
Didn't everyone just, what are they looking for? All right, whenever I go see a movie, I need to watch for Jazz Hands.
anybody in the country who hasn't seen it yet, stay after the credits or don't. There's something after the credits, but it's really short.
Tim didn't think it was worth it.
Eh.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. The wife and I had about the same reaction. We're like, meh. I guessed what it was. They could have just put a little like bit of trailer up at the front that just, you know, like right before the credits said, Andy, you're probably right. Go ahead and leave.
Not like the A-Team. Stay after the credits for the A-Team. You will not be any more or less disappointed than you were with the rest of the movie. How's that?
I thought it was a bit more entertaining than Iron Man.
Oh, Tim. Much more. Yeah, yeah, that much. That I will say. But I'm just. There were people who really didn't like the A Team. Apparently, I don't know why. I liked it.
It's been long enough that I haven't seen the show that it seemed okay to me. Like, I mean, well, I still don't really. I mean, B.A. Brockett was okay. I still don't think he was the best guy they could have got. Everyone else I thought was pretty good.
I don't know if it was the guy or just the way he chose to play the character, like, or if he was directed to play it that way, or what the deal was. Because he's a wrestler, right?
Yes. Well, MMA.
Well, I think part of the problem was his voice. Like, I wanted more gruff voice. Like, Mr. T, I pay the fool. He had more of a, like, a high... That wasn't really high pitch, but it was more high pitch than Mr. T was.
It just occurred to me that there's probably at least some people out there who think that Mr. T is the guy from the World of Warcraft commercials.
Have you seen his new one for, I think, Capital One?
No.
Oh, that shit cracks me up. I should see if I can find it on YouTube, and I'll link it to you guys.
Thank you.
That shit cracks me up.
I love me some Mr. T, so I would appreciate that.
Wait, what is this?
Rewind it and play it again. Huh?
Which one is this?
Capital One commercial for Mr. T?
Capital One?
I don't think I've seen that one.
I think it's Capital One. So anyway, how about we get some tan laughs while I'm looking for this, and I will give it to you guys on the other side of the tan laughs.
Let's do that.
Because it's tan laughs! Tan laugh time! You send them in and we read those funny tan laughs! Tan laughs! Ow!
Shall I start the tan laugh? Well, you can...
Oh, that's very exciting, sir. Tell me more.
Shall I start the tan cast while you look for that?
Sure. The tan laughs, but yes.
Wow. I'm a big, fat pile of fail.
Oh, yes you are, getting you.
Go me! All right, these laughs come from Bob. How do you know if you have an overbite?
How?
When you're eating pussy and it tastes like shit. Although, I think that would be an underbite. Unless, well, if you're flipped around. Okay, if you're 69 and it tastes like shit, you got an overbite. Bob, I call shenanigans on that joke. A cucumber and a pickle are having a conversation, and the pickle says to the cucumber, "You know, my life really sucks. Whenever I get big, fat, and juicy, they sprinkle seasonings over me and stick me in a jar." So the cucumber says, "Yeah, you think that's bad? Whenever I get big, fat, and juicy, they slice me up and put me over salad." So the penis comes over and hears their conversation and says, "You think your life is tough? Whenever I get big, fat, and juicy, they put a plastic bag over my head, stick me in a dark and smelly hole, and make me do push-ups until I puke."
Classic.
Love that one. That one takes me all the way back to 8th grade.
It would.
Three prostitutes in a bar. First prostitute says, "I can shove 3 fingers into my pussy." The second says, "I can shove my fist into my pussy." "Well, I can shove anything up my pussy," says the third, as she slowly slid down the bar stool.
Ew.
Are all these from Bob?
Yes.
I don't think I read that far. I was like, I'm going to save these in case I read them. That was a good one. I'm glad I didn't read that one ahead of time. That's awesome.
What are the two greatest lies?
I don't know.
The check's in the mail, and I promise not to come in your mouth.
All right.
What do Disney World and Viagra have in common, Tim?
They keep you standing in line for 4 hours or something like that?
They both make you wait an hour for a 2-minute ride.
Ah.
What do a pizza delivery man and a gynecologist have in common?
How many fucking jokes did Bob send?
This is the last one.
Upend a joke book into the email?
This is the last one, and I like it.
All right.
They can both smell it, but they can't eat it.
I forgot what the setup was. I was too busy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
How many jokes?
Although the pizza guy could eat it, just not that particular one.
Yeah, he could always go back and eat it. I want some just like that.
Boom.
Fuck, I cannot find this Mr. T commercial.
You suck, motherfucker.
Fuck you, Internet. You brought us 2 hermaphrodites co-fucking each other, but you can't bring us a Mr. T commercial?
It doesn't help that I don't remember what the name of the bank or whatever, or the credit card company.
Why don't you, did you type Mr. T credit card?
Yep.
Well, I got a little jokey joke that was sent only to me.
Well, do it.
By Mike. Hey, Mike. You know who you are. Anyways. One morning, my hot 15-year-old sister came to my room crying. Dad had finally told her that her real parents were unknown. She was adopted. I was a good big brother, and I put a comforting arm around her and told her it doesn't matter, that we'll always love her, and that I thought she was the most wonderful sister in the world. Then, I don't know how it happened. I know how it happened. But we kissed. And soon things got really passionate. Clothes came off, and we had the most amazing sex. Sadly, it didn't last. After I came, I found out the condom had split. She started crying again. I got the shakes. We went downstairs, hand in hand, to break the news to Dad that his adopted daughter was properly pregnant. I've never been less amused by the words, "April Fools!"
That joke is like Sling Blade. I saw where it was going, but I was there for the ride.
You saw where Sling Blade was going?
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right. I have great news. Oh, yes? What?
Go ahead. I was going to say, I didn't see the way it was going the whole time, but yeah, there was a certain point where I was like, I know how this is going to end. Anyways, go ahead, Tim.
Well, great news. The good news is, here's a joke from Jonathan. Why can't scientists find a cure for AIDS?
I don't know.
They can't get the laboratory mice to fuck in the ass.
Biggity bang.
He said arse fuck, so I assume that's funny, more funny colloquially his way, but this is an American podcast, so I yanked it up.
That's good.
I was gonna leave the arse in if I was gonna read it.
That's just one thing you can always count on Tancast for. We will always yank our stuff.
Yankety yank.
That's how we do it.
I just yanked it right now.
And there is the Mr. T video. Woo! Boom. 30 seconds of magic. Well, I would say 25 seconds of setup, 3 seconds of magic. Oh, shit.
I like how the guy walks away with the cart at the end. He's like, all right, go away from you.
Hey, Noah, Something just went all shitty with your audio.
Yeah? All right, hold on.
Please stand by. Technical difficulties are temporary.
But it's not like the normal shitty. It was a new shitty. Hooray!
Is it like a little crackle?
Oh, fuck. It's happening to everybody.
Then I think it may be you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Noah sounds fine to me.
Well, how do I sound to you guys?
Fine.
Why do you guys sound shitty?
Don't know.
Fix it! We did it.
We done it.
And now it's done.
All right. That was Tancast, everybody.
No!
I get to mow the lawn today. Hurrah!
Mr. T is 58.
You know who also is old but doesn't look old is Ralph Macchio. Is that his name? Right? The guy from Karate Kid?
The OG Karate Kid? Yep. I can't believe Karate Kid is doing better than fucking A-Team. By a lot.
My friend saw it. She liked it. I have no desire to see it.
Fuck your friend. Fuck your friend in her ass.
She may have. I don't know.
What?
She may have been fucking the ass. I don't know. I don't keep track of these things.
No, he was telling you to go do it.
No, I have not done that. Nor will I do that.
Well, I guess I wasn't necessarily being specific, as long as she gets fucked. Hey, Noah's friend, get fucked.
Yeah, she saw it, she's like, I just have no desire to see it. And I don't know if I'm just not, probably because I'm not in that demographic anymore. Part of the reason, like, you know, when the first one came out, I was like, I'm interested in this.
Okay, so when we started recording, I threw up on our Twitter feed, hey, we're recording a new episode. If you want to influence it, tweet us something. And then Dog the Rock tweeted us, you guys should rate the most attractive first ladies, and Andy can rate the most attractive presidents.
Zing!
Oh, because I'm gay.
Who would have known?
I don't really keep track of first, and they're not that hot. I mean, you got Jackie O and Michelle Obama. I can't think of another attractive first lady.
There was a hot potential first lady, right? Who had that hot redhead?
Oh, yes, Kucinich's wife.
Kucinich? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's all I got, though.
Hey, you know what? McCain's wife, not even that bad.
True.
McCain's daughter, biggity bang!
Indeed.
Yes. The Bush daughters weren't bad looking. Chelsea turned out all right, Clinton.
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't it great that once you've achieved the highest office in the land, we can talk about your wife and children as though they're pieces of meat that we might want to stick our dicks in?
That's how we roll.
Guess what, little girls? You too can grow up to be objectified by 3 assholes on the internet.
If you've reached one of the highest, I guess you haven't really done anything. Your husband did.
Did you say Michelle?
You really just attached yourself to the penis that was on its way up.
Yeah. Yes, I did say Michelle.
Sweet.
All right.
Oh, yes. She's a flilf.
First lady you'd like to fuck?
Yeah. You know what's best about that? That's a palindrome. It's like race card.
All right.
Fun with words. So anybody have any fun this week?
I had some fun.
Oh,
I did some things.
Tell us about it, Timmy.
Just yesterday, I was however long by the time you're listening to this, I was featured on crack.com. Which is pretty exciting. And mm-hmm. Dig even featured it got dug enough that it was, it showed up on Dig on the front page or something.
Yeah, nice. The main feed.
I'm one of their contributors, which basically means sit around and maybe we'll give you something to write about or do graphics about.
Oh,
and,
so maybe they'll give you assignments?
Yeah, basically.
Now, was this...
And
Sorry, go ahead.
What?
Well, I was going to ask, was this an assignment or did they just put a call out and you did something?
It was, they put a call out for current events artwork. kind of like in along the lines of what I did, which was
Holy shit, 832 digs, dude.
Yeah. Except, like, one of the first comments says, is it me or is this not funny? And people are like, yeah, uh-huh, definitely. Sure isn't. Fuck it. Fuck all people. I'm like, oh, internet, is there no soul you are beyond crushing?
Now it's 833. Fuck
I thought
haters.
The comments were, I thought a lot of positive ones.
The sad thing is, though, I will have to admit, the funniest jokes on the thing crack punched up.
Oh,
like, I came up with the basic concept, and then they added extra shit to it, and everything that's funny, I think, they added.
Oh, really? I didn't know. I thought that was all original. Wait, is it different than the one you sent me originally?
Yes.
Oh, I should go reread it. I just assumed it was the same, and I did not read it again.
Oh, what an asshole.
So you didn't say, why would I read it again? Feels like my tears are crying?
Because I didn't think you were an asshole, but it turns out you are, so that's why you didn't read it.
You're an asshole.
Am I? I read it.
I read it the first time.
I read it both times.
Yeah. Well, you didn't tell me it changed. Gotta keep you abreast of these situations.
You just fucking gotta know. Basically, everything in clouds they added, and they changed my last joke in yellow, and I think made it better, worse, less Andy-like, that's for sure. So the joke is basically, for people who don't have their computer in front of them, it was a diagram of Toy Story, or no, like a bar chart of Toy Story, and how the sadness of those movies measured in tears over the, you know, so like it showed the first Toy Story, and it was like a bar graph, it wasn't very high. Second Toy Story, a bar graph, a little description, a little higher. Third Toy Story, which if you haven't seen, fucking, it is emotional, I would have to say. So then I made up a fourth Toy Story and a plot scenario, and then the idea is they're gonna, you know, if they make a fourth one, it's gonna be so sad that it's just intolerably sad, yet awesome. So my joke at the end was, like, it's so sad that toddlers start committing suicide in droves, and, their joke was, I think, there were no more tears left or something like that.
No one ever smiles again? Is that what you mean? Or
that was it is. No one ever smiles again.
Oh.
But I like the joke, even my tears are crying.
That was theirs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, it totally sounded like something he would say.
It feels like my tears are crying.
With, like, a little Tiny Tim voice, like, it feels like my tears are crying.
Well, nobody knows. I'm going to start using that now. My All tears right. are crying. Boom. Put it on t-shirts. My tears are crying. Two tears.
You do like a big sad face with like tears just flying off of it, and then each of the tears is a little sad face with little tiny tears flying off of them.
Or like I'll make the nipples on the shirt crying, and then those tears will have tears, and then those tears will have tears.
Yeah.
That's
so you'll
tears.
Be having crying nipples with tears that cry.
That's a lot of nuts!
They had some other joke I thought was really funny, but I can't remember what it was. It was one of the cloud ones towards the end.
Someone did say they thought that was the funniest one.
Yeah, almost everybody who comments on it, like, that was the funniest bit. I was like, well, fuck me.
I don't even want to wake up anymore. It feels like my tears are crying. And it's right for the sadness and ache that comes along as life shifts around you.
What are you on about? I can barely hear you, Noah.
Sorry, I was just reading the the clouds. Toy Story 3 breaks your heart like you've never had it broken before.
I wonder how many of those are actual reviews.
Oh, maybe this is one you like, Tim. Toy Story 4 grabs you by the heart and tells you simply, in no certain terms, that God is dead.
I did think that was funny. And then someone wrote in the comments, like, way to spoil the whole thing. I'm like, I made that as generic as possible in my explanation of, you know, why Toy Story 3 is sad.
That may not have been for you. I don't know if you're viewing it by, like, most Doug or whatever.
About how other people have literally just written the whole plot out? Yeah, that's
right. Yes. Yeah,
be careful of that. If you haven't seen it yet, don't read those comments.
Yeah. Yeah, I looked. I saw the one with 55 berries. I opened it up and read it was starting to spoil the plot for me. I was like, oh, fuck that. And I hit the dig down button.
Ah, it is a good movie. Seen it, Noah?
No, we were going to go see it Sunday, but I think the wife may be getting re-sick, so we did not see it.
Getting re-sick?
Yes.
Doing it over again?
Yes. It wasn't good enough the first
time.
I'm
going to get this right.
She's like, I need to do this again.
I got to leave no booger unturned.
So yeah, maybe this week sometime, although it's a busy week. Yeah, we'll see.
Night and Day. Got to see that, too.
I kind of want to see that. I want to see Toy Story more, though.
Yeah, it is good. There. Like, I feel like this is a movie that, like, I mean, they say this a lot about Pixar movies specifically, but a lot of, you know, good children's entertainment is like the kids get it on one level, but the parents get it on another. Fucking this takes that to a whole other
level.
Like, I think, yeah. But like you know, like they say that a lot about the Muppets, but I feel like those are just like the kids get that there are, you know, colorful puppets dancing around, and the parents get jokes that are more aimed at them and not the kids. Whereas I feel that like there's themes and shit going on that resonate more with anybody who, you know, has, you know, left home or I don't know, just dealt with loss in any sort of way. Like, it's just, fuck, it hits you way deeper as an adult than I think than it does as a kid. So I think that's one that, like, kids will enjoy watching this movie and go back and watch it later with their children and be like, holy fuck, I didn't realize. And the kids will be like, Dad, you swore. I'll be like, fuck off.
Dad, why are you crying? Dad, why are you such a bitch?
Is that why mommy makes you wear a dress? Good times.
I went to Calistoga this weekend.
Calistoga.
Excellent. I hear they have water there.
Yeah, they do. They have lots of things there. It's our 2-year married anniversary thing coming up on Wednesday. So we celebrated a little early. Got some mud baths.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Got some massages, which that's the first time I ever paid for a massage, and I did not really enjoy it.
Oh, that's a little sad.
I had a dude. I should recommend not getting a dude. Well, it depends on who you are. Maybe you want a dude. This guy was fucking digging his elbows in my shit, and then it's just awkward being touched that manner by a dude. Hands all slippery, sliding over your body.
Well, when you're sober.
Fucking kept. He kept grabbing the back of my neck like he's trying to do a Vulcan neck pinch or something, and he grabbed it hard.
He was.
And I mean, I didn't say anything, so. Part of it was my fault because I said, hey, dude, you want to ease up? But I was like, well, maybe he knows what he's doing and this will feel awesome later. But not so much. But, I mean, I would do it again, give it another shot. But I was not impressed.
All right.
Yeah, and then we did a little swimming, did a little eating, went to a barbecue place. Delicious. Went to a burger joint in St. Helena and just spent time together, hung out.
Man, I miss that whole area. I know a bunch of really good wineries in St. Helena, too.
Yeah, we didn't really do any wine tasting. Stephanie,
I would have stopped by Prager Port Works and picked me up some delicious port.
Your mom's a port.
What?
I don't know.
Lick my
I don't
port.
Know what the fuck that means.
What? You guys stop making sense.
So it was a good little trip. Just went overnight. We bought a half wine barrel for $20. We're going to plant something in it.
How about wine?
A half wine barrel?
Yeah. They cut them in half and then they sell it to you.
Oh, got it. All right.
You thought it was filled
with
wine?
I thought you meant you bought literally like a half a barrel of wine. I'm like, fucking how drunk do you need to get, dude?
Fuck, I need to get fucked up, yo!
Fucking cut that shit in half and then put a fucking Tupperware lid on it. We'll throw it in the back.
Some saran wrap, baby. Although it did smell very strongly of wine.
Crazy!
Like, I got in the car later on because we left in the car to go to the store and I was like, woo, that is a strong wine smell. I think I'm going to get drunk from the fumes. Nothing really funny happened.
Damn it, Noah, you're supposed to entertain us every week. You're supposed to go out there, have adventures, and we can laugh at them.
No funny adventures beyond the fucking massage guy who just fucking railed on me. Well, we were in the same room, and Stephanie had a girl, and fucking that girl was chatty. Just would not shut the fuck up. My guy was quiet. I was like, cool, I don't really want to talk to you, man. I didn't say that. I was just like, I'm like, it's fine if we don't talk. We don't need to bond over anything.
I got a haircut the other day, and for the change, the barber was not chatty. It was nice. I'm like, I don't know why they always want to fucking talk to you. So, what's going on? Nothing's going on. I'm getting my haircut, faggot. Just fucking cut it.
That's how they find out shit. That's how they know the gossip, yo.
I've got no gossip.
You got gossip.
Guess what? Gossip. Conventional wisdom is wrong. Less money equals more problems.
See? You could drop some nuggets like that on him. Or her.
You still with him.
You still going to Supercuts?
No. Now I go to Great Clips, I believe it's called. No. Cost Cutters. Cost Cutters. That's where I go.
Are they a decent price?
Yeah, cheaper.
Good. Good. And then you're supposed to tip them?
Yeah.
Like, I always felt weird, like tipping, like, you got some, well, this eventually would let me to get my own clippers and just cut my own fucking hair. But, like, I would just go in and, like, cut it off. It's like, really, I got to tip you for that? That's not hard. But then I was like, you know what? I'll just buy my own clippers. I don't tip no one. Don't pay him anything. Boom, done.
I tipped him because he didn't jibber-jabber or take any longer than he needed to. Got me in there, out of there quickly. Granted, there was nobody else. They still made me sign in. He's like, I walked in, I was like, hey. He's like, hey. And then he pointed at the clipboard. I was like, really? Tim.
It'd be funny if he waited there for a little while, looking around, and then he's like, Tim? Got Tim here?
He did. He grabbed the clipboard, typed something in the computer, so I was wandering over. I'm like, oh, I guess shit, I gotta wait. And then he's like, Tim? I was like, yeah, really? I'm here. I'm only 2 feet from you. But there was another lady who I assume is also a barber. She just looked bored out of her mind. Like, I couldn't tell. Like, she was watching me get my hair cut, like, kind of intense. I was like, are you in love with me, lady? Like, what? What is the deal? And then as soon as I was done, she was Johnny on the spot with the broom to sweep it up. I'm like, you are bored as hell. Like, oh, this hair. Oh, it's falling on the ground. I'm going to get it. This is my plan. I'm going to go in from the east. I'm going to go east, and I'm going to come in a circular counterclockwise direction. I'm going to get all that motherfucking follicle bullshit.
Was she hot?
You would have thought so. She's Asian.
Young Asian? I don't like just Asian. I don't like just my like Asian. I'll fuck you. Asian dude.
Yeah, she was, I
Asian
mean, well,
girl.
Let's say she was probably, I wouldn't say cougar Asian, but, I guess our age, maybe a little older.
All right. I might do her.
But still, attractive.
Sweet. One thing about mud, fucking, it gets in your hair. Andy, you should not fucking go there. Fucking, it was all up in my ball hair.
Oh, because Andy's a monkey.
Oh.
And he's very hairy.
I was like, and he's fucking bald. What are you talking about? He can go wherever he wants.
I don't mean that hair.
Oh.
He means the down there hair.
Oh. You don't want mud there.
I let the wife spray my butt. I was like, oh, can you get my butt? And I spray the cheeks for her. So she get a good look at my brown eye. Fucking yeah, but I was just like, Jesus Christ. It's just all matted up in my hair.
Can you get the mud off my brown?
And I was thinking,
wait,
was like,
leave the shit. Leave the shit. Just take the mud.
You could take a dump of that tub, and who would fucking know? It all looks the same. Just push it down. Someone would get in there, and they would just mix it up. Like, oh, more mud. Why does this mud smell like shit? Oh, that's just the sulfur. It's cool.
Congratulations. You've just turned every Tancast listener off mud baths for the rest of their life. I ain't going in there. People shitting there. I heard that on a podcast once. Because that's how urban legends start.
I would imagine in the life of mud baths, someone has had to have taken a shit in there once.
Listeners, have you taken a shit in a mud bath? Right in. Hang on. I'm going to put that out on Twitter.
Oh. You could do all sorts of bodily functions in there. Who would fucking know? I was wondering.
God would know.
I had a little bit of gas. And I didn't fart, though. But I was like, what would happen if I did fart? Would it be like bloop and like plop up like and explode?
But like in super slow-mo because the mud's all thick. So less bloop and more
What if you had like a diarrhea dump in there?
Oh, man, that would... Whew. You're like, well, should I try make it? I mean, because there's no toilet in that room. So, like, should I try make it a toilet or just do it right here?
Because you got to cover up because you can't be running straight to the toilet all naked. Mud slipping off of you. And then, because it's not like you're going to have time to, like, hose off. Like, if the urge strikes, you got to tend to business quickly. So you can't. So when you're wiping, you're going to be wiping mud and. What I'm saying is you're going to have difficulties.
Although I imagine you probably could do it in the shower because you wash the mud off in the shower, so they must have a good draining system.
Yeah. I wonder if they just recycled that, though.
Oof.
Which leads to another bodily fluid that might be in the mud. What are your hands doing below the mud? Don't worry about it. I'm doing it.
I just gave in mud. Fuck, felt stupendous.
I'm making mud babies.
My dick is so soft.
I'm making mud babies. Awesome.
Thank
you. So, Andy, did you do anything fun and or exciting this week?
Really neither. Replaced a
did
battery
on my car. Did
your baby
kick his feet?
Wait, you replaced the battery on what?
on my car.
Oh, and how long were you supposed to do that for?
Oh man, that was tense. Yeah, so driving to
work.
Is
there a bomb rig to explode? No. Also connected to your back?
I can see Addy all bent over, all sweating with his little pliers. Like,
hey, red wire or blue wire? Caitlin's like, oh. I don't know. Red wire or blue wire?
Mop my brow.
No, sir. I did not change the battery on my own car. I paid somebody a couple of bucks to do that shit for me.
Why was that tense?
That was not the tense part. The tense part was the... yesterday there was too much shit going on and like all the auto places closed too early. So as we were going on our evening out thing that we had already planned for like weeks and weeks and weeks, we just took the other car, but I needed to take the car with the battery that we had just found out was dead today. So because no place would be open before, I needed to be at work. And it was, like, not something I could call in for or anything like that. I've got, like, a little jumper pack, and I hooked that up. I jumped the car. I tossed that thing in the back seat, and I drove all the way, like, an hour away from home in traffic. Got to the place, stopped the car. Like, as soon as I turned off the engine, like, all the lights inside died. None of that courtesy light shit. It's like, oh, yeah, this battery is, it's beyond its last legs.
Well, but the car won't die once it's started, right?
Well, that's where it got intense.
Oh, yes, it will.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Allow me to assure you.
I thought mostly electricity was just used to get it going, and then once you're going, you're okay until you shut down again.
Mostly,
well,
typically, yes.
Well, I should
say,
if it leads to problems with your alternator, which it can, and then your alternator isn't, if both your alternator and your battery are now failing, then you are hip-deep in fuckedville.
Yes. No, my alternator
was fine.
Someone
took shit in your mud.
What I ran into the problem was, I'm driving home, and I'm driving through some heavy-ass, like, stop-and-stop traffic, and I'd hit the brakes, and the car would, like, rev down, and the radio would reboot.
Your radio reboots?
Yes. It's a GPS radio combo thingy.
You mean Sirius?
Well, it's actually XM, but... there's a GPS system built into it.
Aren't they the same thing now?
They are.
Well, yes, but when we bought our car, they weren't. So ours has the, whatever the XM channels
ones?
Like, we could pay extra to have some of the channels.
What the fuck?
Have
they combine? They got to make you pay extra for that shit?
Fuck them.
Fuck them in their asshole.
Fuck them twice, fuck them
Unless
sideways.
Unless either of them would like to give me a channel to do, or play fucking Tancast on one of the channels. Then we love them.
We'll put our tongue right up in their balls.
We'll eat their mud babies.
We will.
Speak for yourself. I ain't eating their mud babies.
So, when that thing rebooted and, like, the lights dimmed, I was like, oh, shit. Because the little jumper thingy that I had is basically good for two jumps. So as I was jumping the car to leave the place, like, it was really clear that I was sucking the last couple of drops of juice out of that battery. Speaking of which, since that's kind of an emergency thing, I should go out and actually bring that in from the car and plug it back in.
Yeah, dumbass. No? All right.
That was uncalled for. Just too mean, Tim. Too mean.
Too soon?
Too mean.
All right. I also went up to Washington State over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of shit that happened this last week. And why we're recording on a Monday night and why the episode isn't out yet. Yes.
And? What did you
do? I don't know. You started giggling like some shit was funny. And I hadn't said anything funny, so I assumed something was going on in your head.
Yeah, you said, speaking of shit that happened.
Oh, all right. My cousin got married, so that was fun. Always a good time. I like weddings.
Was it one of the hot cousins?
Yes, I would say he is a hot cousin. I wouldn't say that I was someone who noticed.
Gotcha.
Oh, you noticed, you little homo. Homo! Hey!
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right.
Dancing was fun. Oh, Michael Jack, the 1 year anniversary of the death of Michael Jackson happened.
Hooray! I like this. It's always weird to me when someone posts something kind of sad, and then about, like, people like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it seems like someone was saying someone died, and they posted a nice sentiment about them, but then people liked it. I'm like, it's a little weird. Yay, death.
It's like, R.I.P. my dad. Like.
Yeah.
R.I.P. my dad, he was a great guy. Like.
Dear Facebook, we would like a "we don't like this." Like, that sucks.
Oh, me and Tim were discussing something about Facebook. I won't get specifics, but I was like, Tim, wouldn't it be cool if Facebook had an option to hide gay shit?
Yes, you know how people post overly schmaltzy status updates?
Yeah.
Like, my kid is kicking his feet. Hidden automatically.
Hide, would you like to hide Andy or hide gay shit from Andy? Hide gay shit from Andy.
Dear every Farmville player ever, I don't give a shit what happened with what sheep on what
farm. Oh, well, you can hide that easily.
Yeah, you can hide those instantly.
You do know this, right, Andy?
No.
Really?
I'm never on fucking Facebook.
Why not?
I got shit to do. I got a kid.
Oh, okay. Well,
if I was going to be on any website, it'd be Tancast.
Fucking that doesn't seem to stop people from being on Facebook, according to my research. Apparently, you have the kid, you take the pictures, you post them on Facebook, and then you say all sorts of shit about your kid. Like, look, my kid. Look, my kid. Look, it's a flipbook of my kid. If you scroll through all my pictures quickly and blink your eyes at exact succession, it's my kid walking up a flight of stairs. And furthermore, MILFs, you need to stopping posting pictures of yourself and only posting pictures of your kid. I'm not friends with your fucking kid. I want to see your tits.
Speaking of MILFs, have you seen that hot mom playing Rock Band naked?
No.
Yes.
Fucking, she is hot, but it's kind of odd because she's naked and her kids are around. Not that's weird to do, but it's just not the norm. Well, I mean, I guess it gets kind of weird.
Wait, so is that link you just sent us with boobs?
No, that is just boobs. I will send you the other link.
I'll send you another boob link, and I think I actually have that hot mom one. I do. It was
Tancast
in my history.
105 is chock full of boobs.
There you go.
It's amazing how she doesn't show anything.
Like, makes me wonder if it wasn't a setup.
Yeah, that I kind of wonder that too. I'm like, how is she not showing any titty?
Because it looks like she's got some hair over the one titty that should be showing.
Yeah. But, fuck, I wish my mom was like that. Well, no, I don't really wish my mom was like that. I wish someone else's mom was like that and I could fuck them.
You wish your neighbor was like that.
Yeah, there we go.
Ah, man. Buddy of mine lived in a condo complex, and, like, the way the condos were set up, like, everybody's back glass, sliding glass doors, like, all opened onto what was essentially, like, one long walkway. So it's like it was sort of like partitioned off by the wall on the outside, kind of going in and out and in and out or whatever. But you could still walk across all of your neighbors, basically front/back porches. And he went walking by one of his neighbors, drunk off his ass from another neighbor who was way down on the other side of the condo complex. And it was his only way home. He's just walking by, and they've got like all their blinds open because I guess it was really, really hot. And one of his hotter neighbors just happened to be walking to the refrigerator for a glass of something in the middle of the night, naked.
Giggity.
He said it was one of the best reasons to live there, and when he sold the place, he really wanted to put that on the listing. Hot neighbor sometimes gets shit in the middle of the night naked.
Did she notice that he saw her?
She heard something because, like I said, because it was hot, the sliding glass door was open, so he was like walking by a screen door. And she, like, heard some shuffling or whatever, but it was dark as hell outside. And, like, she had some lights on inside, so she could... So he said, she, like, saw her kind of, like, duck down behind the island and be like, "Who's that?" Drunk off his ass, he just, like, froze, standing there.
Nice. Oh, shit.
And, like, but, like, covered up his eyes. So, like, he's facing her with, like, a little kid with his hands over his eyes. He just kind of, like, averted his gaze and sort of, like, shuffled quickly to the side. Never said anything.
Nothing to see here.
It's like, I'm not doing shit. Yeah, because he knew that they owned guns, so he definitely did not want to fuck around with that.
Yeah, you don't want to get shot.
Yeah.
Be like, called a perv.
Not just to look at some titties.
No, definitely not worth it. You can see titties for free on the internet. Not have to worry about getting
every
shot.
Every day.
Yeah, well, I'm sure his wife would have showed him her titties.
Yeah, you go home and see titties. You can see titties all over the place without getting shot.
Yep. Those
always
are just
ways.
Magic free titties, though. Those were like bonus titties. Those were, he didn't have to do anything wrong or get in trouble. They just popped out in front of him and there was nothing he could do. It's like, surprise titties! Oh shit, titties! Watch
surprise
out.
Titties! So, this is, sorry, let me try that again. Hey! Yeah. Another Tancast Twitter break. Jerry Brandt, comedian Jerry B., one of the co-hosts of the Drinking Buddies podcast. He said, suggested things we talk about. How have we ever heard the story of the Tan House's demise? I don't recall hearing it. Could be interesting.
Speaking of titties.
As with everything.
Women.
Women broke us up.
Indeed.
Fuck it up. Fuck it up, everybody.
Yeah, I proposed, got engaged. We decided we wanted to...
For a while, we discussed moving, all of us moving to another place.
We had.
But then
but
Andy,
I was like, no.
No, Andy shat on that idea.
I will not live with any more women.
Andy's enough woman for me.
And Noah.
And then a woman also broke up the TB house. BT, whatever. Wait, no. TN. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. NT, whatever. Tim was like, I want to move in with my girlfriend, who's now my wife.
And weren't you dating Stephanie before Andy was dating Caitlin?
Yes.
Yes.
You were the last one.
Stephanie didn't break that shit up.
What's that?
Oh, but I was the last one to get married?
Yeah. Well, I'm the last one to move in with your lady.
I like to rush these things.
Apparently not.
She might have just been in it for my comic book collection.
Clearly.
She might have. Or she might have been in it for that thing that I had to turn the rock up really, really loud for.
Sex. We didn't live very close, and she wanted to stay over here, so I eventually moved over here. And then...
That's right. Because, in the end, women will always break you down.
This is true.
So,
this
yeah,
is true.
It was very anticlimactic. And he's like, I'm going to move with Caitlin. So me and Tim moved in together for a year.
Well, we had to clean out the tan house first.
Oh,
that was an ordeal. Noah kept warning us. He's like, we need to get started. I was like, well, how long do you think this is going to take? Noah, we can knock this out in a couple hours.
We got this, buddy. We got this.
Oh, fuck.
It's like 3 a.m. We're still hauling heavy shit
away.
Doing
shit. He's like, fuck it. We need to get fucking going, guys. I'm like, Noah, the moving truck doesn't get here for an hour. We don't need to stop playing video games yet.
That garage was a beast.
Oh.
Oh. And remember where we... I used to have a minivan.
Remember when...
one day I was driving home from work, and I saw, like, a free couch. I was like, oh, a free couch. Who doesn't like a free couch? So I got the free couch, and then we couldn't fit it anywhere, right? Like, we couldn't get in the house, and we didn't know where we were going to put it.
We could have gotten in the house. It had the double doors. We just, like, didn't know, like...
Well, I thought we couldn't get in past there. Like, we couldn't get into the kitchen because it was too big for the door. I guess
yeah.
We could have taken it down the side and through the back. For whatever reason, we decided to leave it on the porch. And there it stayed for, I don't know how long.
3 years?
With the...
No, we didn't have it that long.
I can't believe no one ever said anything about it.
Well, I mean, it wasn't a shitty-looking couch. I mean, no. It wasn't like we junked up our front porch with, like, you know...
Well, we never sat on it. It started to turn green because of all the water that used to hit it from the sprinklers.
Oh, yeah, because one of the gardeners had hit the sprinkler head right next to it and just obliterated the sprinkler head and then took, like, weeks to fix it. So the automated sprinklers would turn on and just soak the couch. It was like this... Oh, what's the place in Vegas that just has the dancing water?
Bellagio.
Yeah, it was like that every day, just pouring in an arc straight onto the couch.
The gardener probably just kicked the sprinkler head when he was sitting on the couch enjoying his Corona and not doing his work. Because Mexicans are lazy.
Oh.
Boom. Racism.
And then when we finally moved that thing, there's two toads living underneath it. I don't know how they were long they were there or where the fuck they came from, but they had found that couch.
I felt bad about it. I'm like, oh, we're taking somebody's house.
Well, now they have to go on a wild ride and find a new one.
Indeed.
Mr. Toad. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. It's a Disney ride. I got my Disney reference in.
Nailed we kind of broke the law a little that night.
Oh, yeah.
We made some after-hours donations to Goodwill. Not like shitty stuff, like just stuff that we didn't want anymore, but like, you know, serviceable stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about, Andy. I wasn't there. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the statute of limitations isn't up on that, so I don't know why we're admitting to any of that shit.
It's the internet. It's all fake. None of this is real.
You're right. This is an entertainment podcast. Jokes and comedy. Da 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 da.
Ha ha.
And then the movers fucked us. And I never wrote him a letter. Noah likes to bring that up every so often, so I thought I would give him a softball right there.
No, I didn't write them a letter. Oh, okay. You going to write them a letter? Yeah, I'll write them a letter.
Especially because at first I'm like, I'm going to write them a law. It's going to be a stern letter. Oh, they're going to hear from me. They will hear the wrath of Bab.
I actually totally forgot about the letter part.
I got a draft. Oh, really? What's the draft say so far? Nothing.
Oh, man. To be fair, though, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe those are questions you're supposed to ask. Like, are you going to charge me for every little thing you do? Like, are you
gonna,
for tape? That's
like
wrap?
Typical of movers. Well, you haven't packed this right. So I'm going to use 15 rolls of tape. Charge you $15 a roll.
We did learn
that's
that.
That's why. Oh,
sorry. We learned that lesson the second time, though.
Yes. That's why now I just hire the movers to pack the truck, but not drive the truck. Because when they drive the truck, for some reason, they have to. They're more. Like, they're like, well, we have to do it this way because we're driving the truck, and so it's, you know, for our safety as much as the safety of your crap. So, like, look, I rented a U-Haul. I just need you to pick up this heavy shit and put it in that U-Haul. And then I will close the door, and you can fuck off.
Then you meet me where I'm going, and you take the heavy shit out, and you put it where I want it.
Not if you're moving from the Bay Area to L.A. They will not make that drive.
Certainly.
Do you remember when they were moving that chair up the stairs at their second place, Tim?
Oh, yeah?
I fucking felt sorry for those dudes. They were struggling.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I didn't have to do it.
I was like, oh, better than you than me.
And that TV, oh, fuck, I think it was a beast.
I think that TV was like 80% lead.
It was dark matter.
It was cheap, though.
It was whatever Nibbler poops from Futurama.
Yeah, that's dark matter.
Which is back.
Is it?
I'm excited.
Is back.
Kristen from Nostalgia wanted me to mention it, and that was my way of getting us to it.
Nice.
Boom, look at me with the segue.
I was a little disappointed. Like, I laughed, but I thought they should have come back, like, you know, really just swinging for the fences.
I haven't seen the episodes yet. I've seen a couple movies they did, and the movies weren't as funny as I recall the show being.
I only saw the second episode, and to be fair, I was doing something else, like in the back, like I was on the internet doing something else while it was on, so I wasn't paying it my full attention. So this is a pretty shitty review.
There you go.
I saw
you're welcome,
both,
Kristen.
And I paid attention.
Tim, doing it.
You didn't even see them.
I will.
At least I half saw half of the episodes that were on. That's all I got.
I'll see it. It will be saw.
Oh, will you?
And it will be wonderful. Giggity goo.
What are you mumbling, dude?
I don't know. I'm straining to listen.
I'm like, I know I'll hear it in the edit, but I can't hear you now.
Pickles. Pickles.
By the way, Jeff says he took a shit in your mom's mouth. Does that count? And that's in reference to, have you ever shit in a mud bath?
My mom is not a mud bath.
Well, now we know whose mom he took a shit in.
But apparently.
Grossly inaccurate.
And Kaiozoku said, to the best of my knowledge, he is not. But he would not. It would not surprise him if one of his relatives had shit in a mud bath.
Some good relatives right there.
Selling out his relatives.
Delicious.
Did you know Uncle Ted shit in a mud bath? Doesn't surprise me. Not at all.
Doesn't surprise me at all. Ted is a mud bath shitting motherfucker.
Like I
bet he made some mud babies while he was in there.
Like I said on Twitter, wouldn't surprise me.
Called it. And a Caesar Box fan wants to know an Android versus iPhone debate, since Andy's been tweeting about it a lot recently.
I don't know if there's much to debate. I've had a lot of hands-on experience with the iPhone, not a lot of hands-on with Android.
You're wrong! Right, now it's a debate.
Excellent.
I think a lot of people are like, you need to be one or the other. I'm just whatever phone's good and has good apps. Like,
yeah, like, same here.
If Android came along with a phone that I liked, I probably wouldn't have any problem switching. But I like the iPhone. Oh, one reason I like the iPhone is it works really well with iTunes. Even though I know people don't like iTunes, I actually like iTunes.
People don't like iTunes?
A lot of people don't. Like, they just feel it doesn't do what they want. I just think you need to know how to use it. I mean, I actually go in and take the effort to, like, do the correct information on my music so I can actually create, like, smart playlists and stuff like that. And I like it really for my podcast because it will sync new ones and it will take off old ones.
Yep.
And I hear Android doesn't have very good media management yet. I'm sure it will come eventually, but That's also what's really important to me.
Yeah, and Apple spent a lot of time. I mean, like, even my iPhone 3G and the iPhone 4 is, like, between 2 and 4 times faster than this one. Just doing simple things, just flicking through the interface, whatever, it seems responsive. It's like when I flick and it's just kind of, like, still scrolling and I put my finger back down, it just stops, like, right there. It just seems like they spent a lot of time making sure that the interface stays responsive, even on really limited hardware. And the times that I've played with an Android, it always seemed like there was just a tiny bit of lag. Like, you start to pull, but it's just sort of, like, kind of mushy that eventually it goes, oh, you're scrolling, and then it starts scrolling.
The one thing that Android has right now that I would love for the iPhone to have is much tighter Google integration.
Yes.
Like, it seems like the Android's always getting, like, cool shit for the maps that we don't have.
I'd really like that. I'd like the fact that that Android lets you put the widgets up, because then that kind of brings you back to that glanceable interface.
Yes.
Like, for fucking ever, since I got my iPhone, I was like, man, wouldn't it be really nice if this weather icon actually updated to do some useful shit instead of just sitting there always saying, it's sunny in 73. Bullshit. It is rainy and 40. I was just outside.
Yes, that definitely would be nice. I mean, and I think Apple, for whatever reason, I think they'll get to it. Maybe, you know, maybe they're holding that stuff back because, like, we need to have something there. But it seems like whenever Android comes out with something significant, they're like, oh, wait, we got it too.
I don't know. They still haven't let Google Voice back on.
Well, this is true.
That's another thing that's kind of souring me on Apple. That whole thing, like Google's ready to go. It's not that Google's got an app that fucking breaks your phone or deletes all your contacts or anything else like that. It's just Apple or AT&T or both went, nope, don't want it. Like, well, you know what? I'm the one spending the money. I fucking want it. Let me have it.
Amen, sister. Amen.
Yeah. So that's my real...
For reals, yo.
My biggest debate isn't iPhone versus Android. It's iPhone versus iPhone.
You mean 3 versus 4?
No, it's the... Man, I love the interface. I love this. I love that. But it's like fucking Apple and their restrictive policies on the apps.
Well, that and like... It's like...
And AT&T and their shitty, shitty service.
It's like, really? You're going to be restrictive on Google Voice, but you let, like, all these other shitty apps in?
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm really surprised about the shit they let in sometimes. I'm like, really? All right, Apple, guess what you want to do.
Yeah, like, one shitty app for every team in, like, the Major League Baseball and NFL. It's like, follow your favorite team. Yeah, or just download the ESPN app and follow all of them. Like, no, pay 99 cents to some jackhole. Like, dude, you put like 3 seconds of effort into that. I can tell because you get the same shitty generic icon for every single one of your apps. You just change the color slightly. I'm prolific. No, you know how to copy and paste.
Your mama knows how to copy and paste. Nailed it.
How do you feel about Apple versus Android, Tim? Or iPhone versus Android?
Well, I think the thing I don't know anything about versus the thing I know nothing about are about even in my eyes.
How about this? Do you feel like when you buy something, the company that's selling it to you should dictate how you use it, or do you feel like you should be able to do whatever you want with it?
I think you should be able to do whatever you want with it.
Well, there you go.
Fuck you, company.
Which
I believe I've stated
Xbox
that with my objection to not being able to record things onto DVD from Comcast shit balls ass.
One argument though that Apple puts is like, we want to make a nice user experience, so that's why we control everything.
We want to make a nice user experience by not letting you do what you want to do.
Well, but I think...
Well, and they do things. Like, if somebody's got an app that's, like, crashing, kind of shitty, whatever, they'll pull it. They'll make them go back and redo it.
I think, like, Tim was saying... I mean, not Tim. Like, Andy was saying where the Android interface doesn't seem as responsive. I think part of that reason is because Apple is so tight about the control they have over the operating system in the handset. Like, they control everything. They want to make sure everything works. It's like, well, it doesn't always work how it's supposed to. But I think if you ask people, I think people generally say Android is not as user-friendly as the Apple. It's not as nice user experience, but you can do more.
And I can also get off of AT&T.
While you guys were talking about this, iTunes just asked me to do if I wanted to update.
And what'd you tell them? What'd you tell
them? Actually, no. It didn't ask me. It told me I should. And I told it to go fuck itself.
Good job. You know what?
Because I hate fucking updates. Every time something updates, it makes it worse.
I like updates.
I updated my Yahoo. Now I get ads on the bottom of all my fucking IMs.
Really?
I updated Skype. Now I don't like it as much. I updated Firefox. Shit isn't working the way I wanted it to. I updated iTunes. Now I can't take the album art off my iPod. Fuck updating. I live it the way I like it. Every time Facebook updates, it sucks balls. I think I've made my point.
Yeah, I think you have.
Good point,
Tim,
sir.
You should install a different IM client. The Yahoo one sucks balls. Get like Digsby or Pigeon or something.
Wouldn't have to get another IM name?
Nope.
No.
IM account?
Nope. Both of them speak multiple accounts. So like I use Pigeon, or on my Mac I use Adium, which is the same backend. And I connect it to my AOL and my Yahoo. And I connect it to Google Voice, Google Talk, Google Chat, whatever the fuck. Yes, Tim. I know. Mac.
No. The Pigeon is a lie. That would have been funny if I'd said it right after Pigeon, but you didn't stop talking. He's like, words. I can't go until this magazine's done. Words.
I think I'm failing here.
You are.
Sweet.
Yes, congratulations. A genuine Manoa Mike fail. Hooray for failure. This time it wasn't you?
He said the first time it wasn't me.
Ah, yes. That's why I said this time is genuine.
Yes.
Good. While we have a minute, I'm going to spin my headphones around because they're all twisty.
All right, I'm going to scratch my balls because it is hot.
Please stand by. Technical difficulties are temporary.
Are you recording, Noah? Why would you keep going then? Why would you continue a conversation we were having on the show without recording it? So what were you saying, Noah?
I prefer Digsby. You just gotta watch out for the toolbar. I think it makes you want to install some toolbar, and then also in the settings, it tries to make your status update to like promote Digsby, which is not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, it's free, but it's an opt out as opposed to an opt in.
Yeah, and it's kind of just like really between the eyes with that shit too, which annoys me as like the friend of somebody who uses Digsby.
Yeah, but I do prefer it because, like, you can update Twitter, you can update Facebook, you can comment stuff without ever opening a webpage. It just all sits in your status bar. You click on a button, and it just makes it very convenient. And you can also get little pop-ups when people update shit on Twitter. This is the feature I love the most, which I wish everyone have. When someone sends you an IM, and they send you a little pop-up, you can respond from in that pop-up. Like, it has a little thing where you can respond, so you actually go to the chat window. You can just respond for the little notification, which I like that a lot.
Yeah, whereas I try to make sure that my IM programs don't pop anything. So, like, I'll just see the dock icon dancing or, you know, the little icon on Windows flashing.
So that's all your preference. I mean, in Digsby, you can turn that off. And I'm Pigeon, I mean, I know it has a lot of plugins, which I'm sure you can do a lot of stuff with.
Indeed, you can. I don't really use them.
And he's just a straightforward meat and potatoes type of IM guy. He wants it all in one, and that's it. Just about.
That's the way I like my sex.
Meat and potatoes?
Yep.
You got the meat and the potatoes?
Indeed.
Hold on, your potatoes, Dr. Jones.
You don't like, a little garnish? Maybe some butter? a couple melons? Maybe some tuna?
Oh! Well, now we're getting towards the end, but I have a recipe.
You gotta do the cooking by the book. Yeah!
Fuck, why not, dude? Recipe it up!
Do it!
Noah, you need to make some Noah's recipe music.
I know, I've been thinking about it, and I haven't done it. I had ideas, like, I was like, oh, I should have music and have, like, sounds of cooking, you know, flames and pots banging, sizzling. blends.
So just so you know, listeners, we're thinking about it, just not doing anything. So
that's how we like
to roll. We care enough to come up with ideas that we don't implement.
That's how I roll. Like, hey, baby, I thought you about getting me something nice, but, you know, whatever, I couldn't be bothered.
I thought about waiting for you to come.
But then I was like, why?
Then I thought, wait, I'm going to come. Splurt. Anyway, so Noah has a recipe.
I do. I have to find it real quick.
We'll do his theme music. Sizzle. Pop.
Okay.
Oh, someone was masturbating in the kitchen.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. That just gets all over
you
the food.
You butter your toast.
I think we just came up with another t-shirt no one's going to buy. Noah wearing a chef's hat says, don't masturbate in the kitchen. Matter of fact, that should be the name of this segment. Instead of cooking by the book, don't masturbate in the kitchen. Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Don't beat your meat on the grill. We're trying to make some delicious food. We don't need you fucking up our meal. Now we'll give you
cream that you can use at home. Cooking can be fun if you always remember, do not stroke your bone. Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Don't masturbate in the kitchen.
I'll come up with a book, yeah. Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Meals by Noah.
We could sell the book on tech. There's a thing. You can sell books.
Hey, Noah.
If you come up with a list of recipes, I will illustrate that shit.
That link you provided us is Naked Rock Bander.
Oh, wait. My bad.
You can tell by virtue of it being identical to the link right above it.
There you go.
I don't know what recipe that is, but I want it.
Delicious.
So looks like...
This is Thai peanut turkey burgers.
Ooh.
And everyone that tried it, made it for barbecue, loved it. Pretty easy to make. You know, just mostly just chopping up ingredients and combining them into patties. You can make a little spicy mayo. So this stuff is stuff we have normally, so it worked out well. I generally avoid recipes where it's like, I gotta buy this spice that I'm only gonna use once.
Yes, I hate that shit. So, I have a ton of cookbooks with shit like that. Like, fucking, I don't have scallions. I don't want scallions.
You
fuck
have scallions. Scallions are just green onions, sir.
I don't like green onions. What? Do you not know this about me? In the years we've lived together, I don't like onions in any form.
Onions are delicious.
No, and they give me horrible gas. And not the kind of gas you can just expel and it's stinky. The kind of gas that just gets trapped in there and just bloats you inside. And you're like, oh, God. The pain. Fleugen.
I had that gas last night. And when some of it actually came out, it chased me to the other side of the room. Like, it came out, I caught a tiny whiff of it and just bolted. I yelled at my wife as I passed her. I'm like, you want to follow me? No, you want to lead me. You want to get out ahead of this.
Grab the kids and kitties. Let's go.
This room is soiled.
Never again. Never again.
We have to
again.
Vent it into space.
I think we have sesame oil. I don't think we have chili garlic sauce.
And it's supposed to be
chili garlic powder.
It's supposed to be better for you. The paste, it's a paste, obviously, so I don't know how. Oh, one thing to mention. I don't know how.
Are you going to finish any of those sentences, dude?
No. I'm going to finish this one. Fuck you, Andy.
All right. Okay. That's a good start. Keep going now.
I don't know if this would be different if you're just cooking it on in a pan as opposed to a grill, but it really stuck to the grill and started to fall apart. So we may want to put some breadcrumbs in there. I thought the peanut butter would kind of tie everything together because turkey doesn't have as much fat as beef, so it doesn't hold together like beef does. So that's one thing to watch out for.
I've often had that problem when trying to grill turkey burgers. I usually go 50-50 turkey and beef.
Huh, I've almost never had that problem.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know if the grill was different because it has like the little ridges, so some parts would get caught, and some parts wouldn't. But yeah,
unless I'm for some reason got hit in the head and got amnesia and used the George Foreman grill, I almost always just use a frying pan for my burgers.
Good call.
You know, really, the only difference is that the George Foreman grills kind of got little, like, ridges on the frying pan, and the frying pan is angled.
But it's
and
a, it's annoying
to clean. And
the frying
pan is much fucking easier to clean, because you just put it under the sink.
Yes.
Now, the new George Foreman, don't they have a removable thing that makes it a lot easier?
Yeah. That's a feature that really should have been there from the get-go.
Yes.
It kind of gives you the feeling that, like, nobody fucking cleaned it. They were like, hey, this works great. All right, throw the prototype away. Let's move on to production.
Yeah, I was like, I never want to use a George Foreman grill because I'm like, oh, that thing is a bitch to clean. Fuck it. I'll just cook it up.
I want to have burnt chicken flavor on everything I eat after I make chicken the first time. And then I'll have burnt chicken and beef flavor on everything. And then burnt chicken, beef, and seafood. So everything you've ever cooked stays caked on there in burnt form and then transferred itself onto the next thing you cook.
Whoa. I don't think that car was going to stop. It almost hit my wife. Fuck you, car. I'll kick your ass.
What's your wife doing?
Leaving. She's like, I'm tired of your fucking shit. Tired podcast. I'm getting the fuck out of here. No. She's got to go to class.
Speaking of leaving, should we wrap it up?
Wrap it up!
How late have we been going?
Brock! We should wrap it up. I got lawns to mow.
I got laundry to do and dinner to make.
I have sleep to make.
Well, there you go.
Fat little bitch.
One more thing.
Are you like Steve Jobs now?
Jerry Brandt. What?
So are you like Steve Jobs now?
One more thing. Wait, Tim, after you finish it, say boom.
Go ahead, Tim.
Listen as the other two Tancasters make a reference that sails over Tim's head. You can hear the voosh noise. Anyway, Jerry Brandt also asked for our reaction to the Michael Jackson auction. I didn't know it was happening until I saw that tweet, so I have no reaction.
I'm clueless. I've got no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Apparently they had an auction of Michael Jackson shit today.
Oh.
I'm fine with it, because what else are you going to do with that shit?
Bury it with Michael like he's fucking Egyptian. Like
unless the proceeds went directly to Joe Jackson.
Fucking, I don't know which, is it Tito? One of them is fucking scary looking.
I think that's probably Joe.
No, no, not the dad. It's a brother. I'm pretty sure it's Tito.
Is Tito scary looking? Hmm.
Wait. Jermaine? Maybe it's Jermaine. Now,
I don't know, let's Google it.
I'm rethinking this. Jermaine. How many brothers are there? Can you name the brothers, Tim?
There's Jackie, Marlon, Tito, Jermaine, and Randy.
Randy! I never see the other ones. Where are they?
Fucking realizing exactly what they are in terms of celebrity, and so staying the fuck out of the spotlight.
It's Jermaine. Yeah, they had like an up close thing, interview, and I was just like, fuck, that dude's face is scary. Oh, here's a good picture that shows off his scariness.
Like that Chris Rock bit?
Jermaine looked crazier than Michael. What the fuck is up with Jermaine? Is it me or is Jermaine the greasiest nigga you ever seen in your life? What the fuck? My God, man. Does he just spray all on his face or some shit? Just greasy, motherfucker. My God. Just glistening like Patrick Ewing in the fourth quarter. Just fucking. Just greasy, shiny, motherfucker. My God. When Jermaine's on the TV, I gotta wipe the grease off the screen. I can't say shit. Jermaine must have been on. The police can't even capture his ass. But he just slips out. The police are like, somebody throw some sand on that nigga. Please.
He just looks like plastic.
Ooh. Like plastic, like that you tossed in the back of your car and didn't realize how hot the day was gonna get.
It started to melt a little bit.
They had this Jackson's reality show with the brothers, you know, minus Michael, and one other one who I was like, that when fucking even one of the brothers won't come in for your reality show, just don't. Stop it. Make it stop. And supposedly they'd started filming it before Michael died, and then after Michael died, suddenly people wanted to buy it, and so they kept filming it and put it on the air for a couple episodes, and people realized, wait, I have no interest in watching the rest of you.
Yeah, like really.
Anyway, Jermaine was a bitch. That was the point of it.
like
was the point I was trying to make.
He'd cry like a little bitch.
Yeah. Actually, they were all crying at one point.
Oh,
but
was it as good as that one guy's cry?
Woo!
Oh,
no.
Was,
no.
Oh,
could anything be?
That shit still makes me laugh. I watched it and. Like, oh, that is a good fucking laugh.
Oh, and one more quick. Well, after Andy's, let me throw this plug in here. Andy says to go out on boobs. So,
I think that's more like. Is that whether she's?
But also, I just recently taped a guest spot on the Disney World themed podcast, Mr. Frank's Wild Ride. So be sure and listen for that when it comes out. I don't know. Hopefully, it's not out already. Well, I guess it's fine if it's out already. But I just. Hope I haven't missed it.
Yeah, it's not like it's going
it was
away.
It was a pretty funny interview. I think I actually came off as funny, and I managed not to swear. I almost did, like, a couple times. I was like, oh, shit, this is a Disney podcast. Oh, fuck. Oh, goddamn. Oh.
Filth and form.
Sweet
filth
cunt
and whatever.
Monkey farts.
Good night.
Something last week pissed me off at work.
Uh-oh.
Well, not something. Someone. Not somebody I work with.
I'm fucking in here.
Yeah. Not somebody I work with. Somebody my company deals with I was explaining to them how little time I have and how I'm not going to give them any of it for at least 6 weeks because I got other shit that's more important. And they keep trying to, like, forget that I've told them that and schedule meetings with me before I told them I would be available to them. And I got another email where I guess they forgot and tried to schedule something with me for early this week when I'm busy as fuck and have no time for them. And I saw that email come through and... not quite at the top of my lungs, but very loud for a very open work environment, just yelled, Jesus Christ! And then I looked around, and I'm like, I'm in the deep, deep south, and there are a lot of people here who probably do not like me blaspheming.
You should have been like, throwing in, I love you!
Please! please watch over and protect this job and the people in it.
No, because I think the full quote was probably, Jesus Christ, what the hell is wrong with this lady?
I ask you to tell me.
Oh, Lord.
Dear Lord. Dear Lord and Savior. Baby Jesus. This is, sweet little manger.
This is kind of related, but not really. I hate it when people send you an email at work and want the little receipt notification. Like, oh, did you get this? Hit yes. I'm like, no, I didn't get it. Click.
One of my favorite things about Outlook now, Outlook 2007, you get the little receipt request thing from one person, and you can check a little box that says, never ask me about return receipt again, and then you click no.
Nice.
Like, I am fucking done. You know what? You know how you'll know that I read this? I will tell you I read it later in a reply or face-to-face or on the phone, or you can just assume I probably got it because it's fucking email and it's pretty fire and forget. Yep. But no, I'm not going to tell you, oh, I read it right now so that you can call me 3 seconds later. Say, I see you're reading my email and I want to talk to you about it right now. You know what? Fuck you. This is my time. I got my time. You got your time. If you want to schedule, like, us time, you ask me.
And now you know why Andy has had 7 jobs in the past 4 months. You fucking go off on a motherfucker. Like, I just wanted to email you about some shit. Fuck you and fuck your email. I'm not reading your email. Read my email. Goddamn.
Andy, have you forgotten I'm the president of the company?
What you don't realize is the email started off as, like, is it, oh, well, we want to schedule a meeting for next week to set up this whole new project. And I told him, hey, my dance card is booked. I've got shit to do. I appreciate it. We'll get together. We'll talk. Whatever. And then, like, immediately after I did that, they sent me an invite for, like, later that same, like, 2 days later. They wrote it back and said, I've got all this stuff to do, then I'm going to be out of town, I'm not going to be available for at least 6 weeks. And a week after that, they tried to set them up for, like, the very next Monday. That's the point where, yeah.
I was referring to the screed you just went on about reading someone's email. That's all I'm talking about.
No, 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 that screed is completely inside my head.
Lies.
Lies, lies.
Yeah, no, that it pops up, and I go, oh, well, thank you, Outlook. Thank you for asking me. And no, I don't ever want to send that.
In reference to the video that Andy just sent, I've seen naked shots of that girl.
No, nice. You owe me a link.
I don't know where they are now, but they're out there.
Find
in the
them.
Out there in the world.
Hey, you found that one person that we knew doing the porn stuff. No, it was our porn finder. And weren't you the one that found the co-fucking hermaphrodites?
Well, that was really Google that found it for me.
Yes, but it's Google. It's like a piano of porn, and you play it just.
you tickle those porn ivories.
I don't know sometimes if that's the porn ebony is if no one wants something a little darker.
You're the Mozart of Google porn.
Right.
And
dear
on
Google,
that classy note,
safe search off. You know what time it is.
Are you going to use that little pick lens? What's that thing called?
Tinai.
Oh,
Tinai is great. It's like,
what?
Like, if you find, like, a porn picture, well, any picture, but porn pictures especially, and they're, like, really, really tiny, you're like, you know, I think I'd like to see those boobies bigger. Feed it into Tinai. If Tinai has found it on the internet anywhere, it will tell you where it is and will give you the bigger picture.
And won't it tell you, like, possibly, like, related pictures?
Like, if it's been cropped or whatever, it'll, like, try to find the ones that are, like, uncropped.
Oh.
Or cropped differently.
But and like there's a Firefox add-on that you can just right-click a picture and go, boom, find this for me.
Oh, so Tinai is a program, not a website.
No, 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 it's a website, tinai.com.
Woo! Oh.
It's both.
Use it, love it, it's awesome.
Fantastic.
The only bad thing about Tinai is, like, if you want to send somebody a link, you've got, like, 3 days to do it because they flush what their searches were. It's not like you just get a search back, like if you feed them a URL and say, you know, find me pictures like this. It's not like you get that back where you can just have somebody else rerun that exact same search.
Oh, well, but doesn't it give you, like, links to where the actual picture is hosted?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you can send people those links. But, like, if you just wanted to put up, you know, like if you were writing a blog post or something like that and say, hey, you know, I saw this and this person was claiming that they were funny. However, you know, like, I saw this on Dig and here's all the rest of the places where it's been on the internet for 15 years or whatever. You can't, you know, you can't, like, cite Tinai searches directly.
Son of a bitch.
You can tell people, now go open up Tinai, now paste this URL in and hit search, and discover the same things I saw. Fuck. I am made of fail. I started on fail. I ended on fail. I fail strong.
On fail?
Oh, yeah. Like, not talking right and shit?
You're in jail. You're in jail because you failed. don't know if I remember that song.
I do not.
I'm going to get myself a little wristband that says Fail Strong, but I'm not going to sell it to anybody. I'm just going to get one at a horrible loss of money to me to get that one made. Because that will also be fail.
Excellent. Maybe we should wrap this up.
All right, we are really petering out. And he's describing his fail in unfunny detail.
I'm muttering to myself. I've achieved All crazy right. man.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.
We'll probably see you on the other side of the 4th of July, so have a good one. Don't fire off a firecracker into your balls, but if you do, put it on the internet.
Yes. Please, for the love of God, put it on the internet.
But first, don't do it.
But if you gotta do it,
this last year,
put it on the internet.
There are motherfuckers in my neighborhood who apparently can't read a fucking calendar.
Yes. All right, don't start that now. Goodbye, everybody.
Boobies.
Unfortunately for you, you've just listened to an episode of TANcast. Check out our official website at TANcast.com, where you can find the show notes for this or any other episode. You can read our blogs. You can find links to our Facebook fan page, our Twitter page, our YouTube page, and our official TANcast store. You can email us at fucktards@TANcast.com or yourmom@TANcast.com, or you can email the guys individually at TimAndyOrNoah@TANcast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official TANcast theme song. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes by searching for TANcast, where you can subscribe to us and write us a review so others can find us. Thank you again for putting up with our bullshit. We'll see you next time on TANcast. TANcast.
Whew.
Oh, wait, Andy. Do you have
yes.
air conditioning in your house?
Yes.
Then fuck off.
No, Tim. We don't have air conditioning. We have two.
Have central air?
Yeah, we have two.
Well, then what the fuck do you need two for?
We have two.
Two central airs?
We have one that fights back Mother Nature for the downstairs, and we have one that fights back Mother Nature for the upstairs. Working together, they managed to keep it 77 degrees in the house.
My balls are 77 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
No, they're not, Tim.
I don't get it.
That's not what I heard.
You be getting all over the place. Mm-hmm.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
More tang than an astronaut.
Tim, did you hear the story about how Chris Rock got banned from The Cosby Show?
Got banned from The Cosby Show? No.
Yeah. Apparently, Adam Sandler was telling it on Kimmel, I believe. Or maybe the other one, Fallon. Anyways. But basically, the guy who was supposed to warm up the crowd before the show, like, Adam Sandler had, like, an arc on there. And the guy who was supposed to come in and warm up the crowd wasn't there, and Chris Rock was just hanging around. So they let him go
dear.
Up, and he was killing it. I was like, man, I thought Bill Cosby was gonna give him a show, and then he starts to launch into Bill Cosby. What's up with Bill Cosby and Mushmouth? That's gotta be the most racist character I've ever seen. And then it apparently goes on for like 5 minutes, just like ripping into Bill Cosby. And Cosby goes, not in my house. And he was banned from the show.
Well, yeah, that'll do it.
That will do it.
So yeah, that was it. I was like, wow, I never heard that story. And now look at him now. He did all right for himself.
Well, he's phenomenally talented. That helps out.
It doesn't always. Sometimes you need breaks.
Yeah.
But I just mean, you can't shit on the industry and be mediocrely talented.
Oh, yes, this is true.
Like, Justin Bieber can't call his agent a fuckwad on national television and think everything's going to be all right on Tuesday.
I don't know. Where the fuck that guy come from?
Who knows? And why doesn't he go back?
All the time, just Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber this. Justin Bieber that.
Here a Bieber, there a Bieber, everywhere some Bieber fever.
Old McBieber had a Bieber.